In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. And from Saint Anthony of the Desert, 3rd century, when you die and go to your place of judgment, you will not be asked whether you have become another Saint Paul or Saint Mary. You will be asked whether you have become truly yourself. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. We celebrate the whole of life today, all of it precious to God. We celebrate with baptisms of 3 young children, Declan at 8 o'clock, and in a few minutes, Abriel and Talia, as they become part of the body of Christ. And also on this day, we remember and we celebrate all those who have gone before us, that great cloud of witnesses that stretches back through time. Today we remember our own beloved who have died and gone on before us. And those parishioners who have died since the last All Saints Day, whose names are on the white and gold banners in the side aisles. Dave, George, Audrey, Diane. This feast day, the Feast of All Saints, reminds us that we are not alone in our journey of faith. We are always surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Every time we celebrate the Eucharist together, it is as if all of heaven opens up to us, as if all of time is now, as if we are living in God's time, beyond time, and we are connected to the whole communion of saints. Every time I celebrate the Eucharist, I know that we are surrounded by all the saints. We remember that when we sing holy, 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 we are raising our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven. Or as it says in our prayer C, we join with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to God in hope. Today we are blessed to celebrate the sacrament of baptism. This day, All Saints, is one of the 4 days that the Church sets aside, particularly appropriate for baptism. The others are the baptism of our Lord in January, the Easter Vigil, and Pentecost. In a few minutes, Abriel, Inez, and Talia Arwin will be baptized into Christ's Holy Church. Baptism is a sacrament, a mystery to us in many ways, but we know that when we are baptized, we are adopted as children of God. That when we are baptized, we become a part of the body of Christ, that is, the living body of Christ, the Church. And that when we are baptized, we join in the great communion of saints. Baptism is a communal affair. It is done with the faith community as witness in the context of a major service, because we are not meant to be doing this journey alone. We are called by God into a community of faith so that we can share our life journeys with each other. We heard these words from the first letter of John this morning. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. God knows each one of us better than we know ourselves. And our life journey of faith is a journey to live into our baptism, to become the person that God intends for us to be, to live into the Beatitudes, which we heard this morning as the gospel. God loves each one of us just as we are right now. And also, God wants much more for us than we can imagine. God wants each one of us to continue to grow in faith and hope and love. In baptism, the Holy Spirit blesses the individual and the community. When we are baptized, we are given gifts by the Holy Spirit that are meant to be used in the service of God, gifts that are meant to be used for the good of the world. And when we baptize little ones, those gifts will become manifest in them as they grow and change. And part of our task as the Christian community is to give them the best environment they can have to let those gifts develop and shine. One of the gifts of baptism that is talked about in the scriptures is illumination by the Holy Spirit. And that means to be able to receive wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Wisdom is not simply something that we know in our heads. True wisdom is when our hearts and our heads are combined. When we look at the world through the eyes of our heart. There's a beautiful prayer for the right after the baptism, the water baptism, where we will pray for inquiring and discerning hearts for Abriel and Talia. That is so that they can seek out the truth. Inquiring, seeking, and discerning. Try to do God's will in their life. Baptism is a sacrament of hope. We are marked as Christ's own forever. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is our great hope. We are not alone. Surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, strengthened by hope, we can go forth to bring the love of God to a very broken world. All of us are saints of a sort. None of us is perfect, But all of us are saints. We are not called to be something that we cannot be. We are called to live into our baptism, to become the person that God intends for us to become. And this is a lifelong journey. When you die, you will not be asked whether you have become another St. Paul or St. Mary. You will be asked whether you have become truly yourself. Amen.